It's the morning after the night before, a night that began with rain and ended in tears. Gravity-dominated American Hustle was taken down and 12 Years a Slave slipped free at the end. I'm joined on the finish line by my esteemed colleagues, Catherine Short and Henry Barnes, and they've come to put Oscar to bed. Catherine, this was pretty much Gravity's night, wasn't it? But it was kind of 11/12 Gravity's night, but just not quite.
I think it seems more like that if you've just watched the whole thing all the way through and watched Gravity win what felt like award after award after award. But in fact, it only did slightly better than double the amount that Slave got. It got 7 and Slave got 3, so really it wasn't so much of a landslide as a kind of big hill. You know, so I mean, it was Gravity's night and et cetera, et cetera. But it's not like it sort of stole things from Slave. It's not like it really kind of, there were a lot of injustices, really. Maybe cinematography shouldn't have gone its way as well. That was a bit dull. It was a night of no surprises because of all that. But I don't think
it was weird, though, is that having put 12 Years a Slave down as my pick for the Best Film Oscar, I almost found myself being swayed by the momentum of the night, which just did seem to be, this is all going Gravity's way. So I almost lost faith in my initial predictions.
Was that awful?
And then came good at the end.
I don't think that happened to me because I wasn't caught up in the moment in an excited way.
Oh.
I was just thinking, another one, oh my God, when will it end? So no, that didn't happen for me.
Henry, what was your take on it?
It felt like it was going to be an old-fashioned Titanic-style night for a little bit there, and then that was almost exciting because you thought, oh, a surprise, and then Catherine says there was no surprises whatsoever.
There really weren't, were there? There was no... The biggest surprise was probably 20 Feet from Stardom winning the Best Documentary.
Yeah.
And that wasn't that big a surprise.
Maybe Spike Jones winning original screenplay, maybe, but even then, not that surprising. I mean, yeah, it wasn't that much of an exciting night for me, actually. I think the ceremony itself was... I thought Ellen DeGeneres was great as the host, but I thought the ceremony itself was stranded between trying to be hip and young, i.e. the selfie thing, where they're all kind of leaning in and thinking this is going to be an instant tweet magic. And you had the fogeyish figure of Bette Midler just coming out and singing Wind Beneath My Wings.
Yeah.
And you just think, this is from Oscar
30 years ago,
right? Yeah, I don't need this ever again.
Was there, I'm desperately trying to fish for some drama there. Was there some surprise and some perhaps drama in the fact that American Hustle came in with 10 nominations and came away with nothing?
Not sure there's any drama in that particularly. Maybe a bit of drama in the fact that Jared Leto is quite articulate, interesting guy,
seemed
quite sensitive. That was my, yeah, I thought he always looked a bit of a dum-dum, but he came across rather well, I thought.
I like how he reassured the people of Ukraine that we're here for you.
Exactly.
And you think, well, you're literally there for them.
To all the dreamers out there around the world watching this tonight in places like the Ukraine and Venezuela, I want to say, we are here, and as you struggle to make your dreams happen, to live the impossible, we're thinking of you tonight.
Thank you to the Academy for this incredible recognition. It doesn't escape me for one moment that so much joy in my life is thanks to so much pain in someone else's. And so I want to salute the spirit of Patsy for her guidance. And for Solomon, thank you for telling her story and your own.
Lupita's speech was great.
I mean,
good speeches, you know, touching speeches from, you know, I mean, it's not like Leto is a newcomer, but he's sort of relatively unlikely to have got an Oscar. So he did a good speech. She did a good speech. McConaughey's speech was terrific.
Was.
Classic McConaughey.
All right. Steve McQueen swiping his award and then jumping up in the air.
That was nice to see him jump in. He looked genuinely nervous, and that was good. There was quite a lot of botching of lines, stuttering.
Yeah, there was, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was quite...
And some weird odd couple presenting pairings, like Penelope Cruz and Robert De Niro. I thought, who had the idea of putting them together?
It worked really well.
It did, didn't it?
They were quite good.
They'd like to do a buddy movie where he's like the grizzled old cop and she's the young rookie. That'd be great.
Or the other way around.
Oh, the other way around, yeah. And they could do it in Ukraine.
Space. Everything's in space now.
I'm going to take a picture of us, and then we'll see if we can break the record for the most retweets.
Okay.
And then...
Get her in.
Yeah, you should get in here too, Julia.
I'm just You just do this.
You, no, lean in. Channing, if you can get in also. Channing. Bradley, will you come? No, I want you in it. Jennifer, come in also.
I'll take it.
Brad, get in here.
I'll take it.
No, I'm doing it. Angie. Lupita. All right.
Sorry.
Okay,
this way. This way.
Wait a minute. Tweeted this many times.
Meryl.
Meryl.
Catherine, what about the actual ceremony itself? Was it at least a professionally put together job?
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, that's what you know. They wheel in Ellen because she's a safe pair of hands, and she's, you know, a bit edgy, but you know, not very really. But compared to Seth MacFarlane, she's extremely. You know, there are a few little digs at people at Liza Minnelli, but apart from that, she was literally cuddling up with the celebrities. Mm-hmm. So it was a very, very sort of safe, kind of slightly dull performance. But, you know, nobody can sort of dislike Ellen. She's incredibly nice. But I'm not sure that's what makes a great host.
Mm. I think that we're proving what makes a great host here right this second. I mean, we're on fire, aren't we?
Sleep.
They should get the three of us to do it next year.
No sleep, no surprises. No
and
good humour left.
Misery.
Just misery.
12 Years a Slave, Brad Pitt, Vinnie Gardner, Jeremy Kleiner, Steve McQueen, and Anthony Katagas, producers.
Thank you all. Thank you for this incredible honor you bestowed on our film tonight. I know I speak for everyone standing behind me that it has been an absolute privilege to work on Solomon's Story. And we all get to stand up here tonight because of one man who brought us all together to tell that story, and that is the indomitable Mr. Steve McQueen.
Everyone deserves not just to survive, but to live. This is the most important legacy of Solomon Northup. I dedicate this award to all the people who have endured slavery and the 21 million people who still suffer slavery today. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So that's the 86th Academy Awards over, and it ends with the crowning film award that goes to 12 Years a Slave. Do you think that's justified?
Yeah, absolutely it's justified. And, you know, I mean, I don't think it says anything about the Academy in the future, but this year they've made the right decision. They've made an interesting decision to a film that is an artistic piece as well as something that has a message that hasn't really been addressed properly or considerately in Hollywood history. So yeah, why not? Great that they've rewarded it, and we should be happy with that. And I think we're maybe being a bit churlish to expect there to be bangs and whistles and fireworks as well.
No, but I think that's right. I think if it had swept the board a bit more, I mean, if Chiwetel had won, if Fassbender had won, this is the sort of thing that one went into award season anticipating. That this film would just sweep the board.
But no films do that anymore, do they really?
They do, like, they do.
That's old Oscars.
Gravity did.
Well,
and yeah. I mean, Steve McQueen, you get Best Director, that's sort of almost the one you want most of all, because that would be such a landmark thing. I know it's still a landmark that Cuaron got it, but, you know, McQueen, that was the real thing. And if that had happened, that would have felt a bit more... There's something slightly half-hearted about the sort of push for Slave, which feels a bit... leaves a strange taste in the mouth.
I did as instructed. There's something wrong. It's wrong with the instruction.
Master brought you here to work. Any more, I'll earn you 100 lashes.
I know what it like to be the object of Master's lash.
No!
In his own time. Good Lord, I'll manage them all.
So that's it. The Academy Awards are over for another year. My thanks to Catherine Chord and Henry Barnes. In the words of the great Bette Midler, who performed at the ceremony, they are the wind beneath my wings. Commiserations to American Hustle, congratulations to 12 Years a Slave and Gravity. We're off for a bit of a lie down.